At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Beyond good, beyond evil, beyond your wildest imagination.
Along the coast.
Welcome to a space ghost Christmas. There's snow everywhere, and we're in space, and other things are happening. Hey! Here he is now, the bringer of cheer and goodness, Space Ghost!
Here we are. Fellas, Navy Dad, citizens, and welcome to Christmas in Outer Space.
Look, it's snowing.
Sure is, my little nutcracker prince.
Snow.
My little
snow.
Snow.
I hate snow.
Snow.
My little Christmas goose, snow. Come under the mistletoe snow. And give me a smooch.
Hello and welcome to Tooncast Beyond, 25 days of Tooncast Beyond Christmas. This is day 9. I am, of course, TF Joe and Mike, and for the first time this Christmas, we welcome TV's Mr. Neil.
Are you getting enough oxygen?
No, I'm not. Not especially after what I went through 2 days ago with a scooter for Yaxmas.
I told you should have watched the other one.
Son of Stimpy, yeah. So we are here. It's day 9. TV's Mr. Neil is here. And we're going to be talking about Space Ghost Coast to Coast, a Space Ghost Christmas. So where I watched this was, I think, Daily Motion. I think that's where I watched it. And whatever the link is that I sent you, it's the only link I could find at the time.
Yeah, I think there is actually an official archive of the entire series that our listeners can actually watch that legitimately.
Yes. Well, the version I watched cut whatever cartoons he kept cutting to. Like, it just had the Space Ghost biz in it.
Yeah, well, I don't think it actually had cartoons. I don't know what that was about, but this is actually the normal length of the show.
Yeah,
usually ran about 10 minutes, and they would show two back-to-back.
Yeah, there's
almost no substance.
Yeah, see, there's no context here, because he says several times in this that, oh, well, you know, what was his name, Frack, or, oh, God, what's the bugs? I'm sorry, folks. Space Ghost is not...
Zorak,
there you go. Frack, Brack, whatever. Zorak. But Zorak, he did something like the first 3.5 minutes, and then Space Ghost was like, okay, and now we're going to see this. And then it cut like it was going to cut to a commercial or something else in the show, and then he brought it back. And I'm like, what did it... It's almost like when you go to a convention and you can film the panel, except for when they actually show you stuff, and you're not supposed to film that stuff because, heaven forbid, you know. But yeah, this was just weird. This is probably the strangest one out of all the Christmas cartoons I've found for this year's 25 Days to Cast Beyond Christmas.
Well, I was going to ask, have you ever seen an episode of Space Ghost Coast to Coast before?
I've seen bits and pieces of it. I remember watching it in the mid to, you know, early to mid 90s, but it's been 20 years since I've seen one of these things.
Because it really defies itself to be reviewed. It's like, what can you even say about it?
Yeah,
a bunch of things happen and then credits roll.
Yeah. Well, this one, you know, it's all centered around Christmas and having Christmas in space and everything else. And for anyone that doesn't know, most people should know this, but Space Ghost Coast to Coast is essentially Johnny Carson and Eddie McMahon on acid is what I would...
They took the assets from the original cartoon,
yeah,
and just made a talk show out of it. The set's like, it might be like, I don't know, maybe like a foot and a half wide. It's like one of those little miniature sets, and they just put the cartoons into it.
Yeah,
you have to see it to really understand. But
yeah, it's a little strange. And throughout this 9-minute cartoon here, they go and talk about, you know, what, not necessarily what Christmas means to them, but they basically start singing Christmas carols, and Zorak keeps singing them all wrong, and Space Ghost keeps getting more annoyed and annoyed and annoyed, and by the time they try to do the 12 Days of Christmas with 5 singers, with
Hi, my name is Brack.
Yeah, yeah. With Brack being one of them, and it's basically all Space Ghost's villains. I don't know what I was thinking putting this on here. I as I've said the last 8 days, and I'll say this in the remaining days that we have here, the remaining whatever how many days we have left. I did this. I went through. This is back in 2011. I had gone through Wikipedia. I basically searched Google and I said, I want a list of every single United States animated Christmas cartoon that I could find. And Wikipedia gave me this giant list of every single one that had ever been released from every single TV series that had ever, you know what I mean, and whatever else. And it's like, some are okay, some are good, some are great. There are classics that we'll get to at the end of this thing, day 20 to 25, but some of them are just duds and some of them kind of suck, and this is just a dud. I mean, this doesn't suck. It's just a dud because, as you said, there's no substance here whatsoever.
See, I was so looking forward to this because I saw this on the list. I'm like, he has no idea what he's in for. But, you know, if you had given me like a list to like proofread, I would have crossed this out and maybe put in the season's greetings episode of Robotech.
Okay. Yeah, and now that I think about it, there's one, because when I went through and I did all this, like I said, 4 or 5 years ago, now, because I got a list and I wanted to be able to create 50 podcasts so we could essentially have 2 years worth of Christmas cartoons. there's one on here, there's one that I completely missed, either that or I just ignored it because I thought we were going to already review it, which we've already done, over on Pixels in the Animation. I do not have the Yoshi Uktar Christmas episode from Super Mario World on either year's list of
these things. Thank God.
Yeah, we already went through that torture on Pixels in the Animation.
If we had to review that twice, I would have pulled a Bud Dwyer.
I don't mind stepping on a landmine. And you think about it at this point, it's been what? 4 years? Yeah, it's been 4 years or so since we talked about that still. I know, it's horrible, but Space Ghost Coast to Coast Christmas, it was all right. It was, whatever. What are some of the other Christmas cartoons that are traditions for you?
Well, I guess, I suppose you guys must have already mentioned the Charlie Brown Christmas. I mean, that's like the default one, but
yeah,
after a while, I've kind of like started to not like that one just because it's so hokey. I mean, it would take me a while to explain, but
yeah, the way
a good Garfield one.
Yeah, there's a few good Garfield ones. The way I did this was I kind of went from, like, we started out with classics, so The Year Without Santa Claus, Santa Claus is Coming to Town, so those are two fairly well-known classics, and then we went into various other Cartoon Network shows like Dexter and Bravo and PPG, and then we went to Doug, and then we went to Stimpy, and then we had an action block yesterday where we talked about Cobra Claws and real Ghostbusters, because apparently the real Ghostbusters had to have a Xmas Hits the Spot episode. So there's that. And then going forward, it's kind of like, oh, we're getting better. We're getting better. We got wonderful Tiny Toons Christmas, which is basically A Wonderful Life with Tiny Toons. And we got Flintstones Christmas Carol. And we got some DC animated stuff with Christmas with the Joker and Holiday Nights coming up and Justice League's Comfort and Joy. And then day 20 to 25 is pretty much the classics. Charlie Brown Christmas. So basically I'm going from, eh, okay, semi-good to, okay, this is getting pretty bad, and, you know, coming back up from the other side of that hill, it's like, hey, here we go. 2017's 25 days is going to be, people are just going to crap the bed with that one, because I wasn't stretching, but I did a little bit of a different format change for that, so. But yeah, Space Ghost Christmas, this one probably might be the, shortest one we talk about.
Yeah. Space Ghost is, I don't know what those intermissions were for. I mean, like I said, the show is usually about 10 minutes long, unless this was a double length, but I don't know.
No, it was 10 minutes. It was like 9 minutes and something or whatever it was, but yeah.
Like when it aired, like maybe it was a full half hour.
Oh, okay.
Because there are special episodes of Space Ghost. I mean, there actually a lot of the original Cartoon Network cartoons debuted on Space Ghost. Johnny Bravo and Cow and Chicken, Powerpuff Girls, and Dexter's Laboratory all debuted on Space Ghost. So, maybe there was like a special half hour episode and that's why there are those weird fade outs. I don't know.
Yeah, could be. So, all right, folks. Neil will be back tomorrow because we're going to be talking about Rocco's Modern Christmas. So, yay! More Nick. No, that's 2 days from now. Tomorrow is Jimmy Neutron, Holly Jolly Jimmy.
Oh boy,
that show is weird.
It's okay. Yeah, we'll get to that.
Yeah, we'll get to that. Where can the people find you online, sir?
Just CN.com.
Superhero.comic. Right. Awesome. And you can find what's your bathroom Twitter there? I'm sorry.
My bathroom Twitter. Peelin. Oh, god damn it. Don't reduce it to
Peelin. Well, you did.
No, it's her. I couldn't get Parker because somebody else fucking had it.
Oh, damn.
Yeah. I'm like, what do you mean someone else has that name? God damn it.
So yeah, follow Neil on Twitter at Peelin Bailey. I am at TFG and Mike. You can follow at Tooncast Beyond for the show Twitter, at Geekcast Radio for the GCR Network Twitter. And we'll catch you tomorrow. Hopefully we'll have more to say about, you know, Holly Jolly Jimmy. So there's that. Merry Christmas, everybody.
Okay, for my Christmas show and tell, I brought something that's truly full of magic and wonder.
How lovely, Carl. You brought a bag of... what is it?
Okay, well, last Christmas Eve, I put out a plate of cheese nibs for Santa, right? And the next morning, this was all that was left. Behold, the magic of Santa!
Excuse me, Carl, but how do you know your parents didn't eat the cheese nibs?
My parents are on a high-fiber, low-cheese-nib diet.
Miss Fowl, can we have some clarity on this very nebulous and highly speculative issue of Santa Claus?
Jimmy, stop being such a Mr. Science Head and learn to enjoy Christmas. Maybe I can teach you how using the magic of song.